Hello, everyone. We are up to Siman Kuf Yud, page 276, and at the beginning of this the Siman is based on the Mishnah and Daf Kaf Chesam of Beis Maseches Brachos, and the Gemara discusses different types of tefillas and Daf Kaf Chesam and Aleph. So it introduces this Mishnah. It's not like even some of the Tanaim even did these tefillas sometimes l'chatchila, but definitely we do not do them l'chatchila. There are certain tefillas that in a Shas Techak that one could replace your Shmona Esrei with, and we'll see this over here. See, if Aleph and Gimel talks about the different tefillas that are mentioned over here, and of Kaftesam and Aleph and Kaftesam and Beis, one's called a Me'ein Shmona Esrei. One is basically a Shmona Esrei, but with a shortened bracha of each one. Okay, we'll soon see that in Sif Aleph. And then in Sif Gimel, we'll talk about the tefillah of Havineinu, or what we call tefillah Katsara. Okay, all the tefillah Katsara that's mentioned in the Gemara and Daf Kaftesam of Beis, and it brings down four different shitas, what exactly the Nusach is, and the Gemara paskins like Acherim. The Gemara says, Acherim Omrim, Sarchi Amcha Yisrael Merubim, V'daitem Ketzara, your needs of Klai Yisrael are a lot, and their das is very short, I mean, they don't have patience, they don't have time. Yiratzamil V'necha Hashem Elokeinu Sheitein L'chol Echad V'chad V'kidei Parnasaso, V'lechol G'bia V'gbia Deimachsaro, V'rocha Ata Hashem Shomea Tfilo. That's how the Tfilo goes. Okay, now there's going to be a very big nafkaminas between these two tefillahs, a me'ein shmona esrei, and this din over here of this tefillah katsara of havineinu, as we'll soon see. Let's see the halachas inside now over here. Sif Al says the following, b'shas t'chak, the Torah adds over here, only b'shas t'chak, even the me'ein shmona esrei, which is a shortened version of our shmona esrei that we have now. Okay, kigon. What would be a case of Shas Techak show b'derech Oshia Omi Makam Shu Tarut? If he's on the path, he's on the derech, or he's playing in a place where he's going to be distracted, it's going to be impossible for him to have kavana for a whole Shmona Esrei. V'yari Shasiku Oshia Oyichol Yispal b'kavana Tefila Aruka. He's afraid that or he's going to be bothered in the middle, he's going to have to stop his Shmona Esrei, or he's afraid he's not going to be able to have kavana for a whole full Shmona Esrei. So he's allowed to meet Palel Achar Gimel Rishonos Avineinu. He says the first three brachas kiragil. Okay, the first that which you all know is the first section of Shmona Esrei. You say that like regular, and then you say Havineinu. What's Havineinu? Havineinu is basically just, as the Gemara explains us, it's just a shortened version of every bracha. Instead of saying the whole bracha of all the emsayos, you say a shortened version of each one. Then you finish off your Shmona Esrei with the last three brachas from Ritzei and An. So there are different halachos over here with this main Shmona Esrei. It's basically a Shmona Esrei. It's just a shortened version. Therefore, you have the same halachos. You have to stand for the Shmona Esrei. Ukshiagila beso. And after he gets to his house, after he's traveling, or he's after out of his place where he's very distracted, he gets to his house or another place where he can concentrate. Ain't tzarich la'aser li'palel. He wouldn't have to do a new Shmona Esrei because the Shmona Esrei was a good Shmona Esrei. It was just a shortened version of that Shmona Esrei. As the Gemara explains to us, there are certain times where you can't say Havineinu, and that is the whole winter when you add in V'tein Talam Atali Bracha, because technically there's no place to add an in into the Shmona Esrei. And also Havdalah, you can't say that there's no Atachonotanu, Atachonotanu, there's no place to put the Atachonotanu in this Bracha. Therefore, the Gemara tells us you're not allowed to say it when you have these additions in Shmona Esrei. You can't say them. That's the din of Havineinu. Now, as probably you know, you probably never said a Havineinu, nor have I. And there we have to understand what's the reason why the Gemara seems to say that this is a good example. Let's say someone's running really, really late or something like this, and he needs to say a short run. So, number one, if it's Mamashas Techak Gadol, Marina Rabbi Aaron Evansel told me, you are allowed to, technically. The biggest problem that we have is no one really knows what to say. Okay, no one is well versed in Havineinu or in the second in the main Shmona Esrei, in Havineinu or in Sorche Amcha Merubin, the tefillah Katsara, that people don't know it and it's not printed in our sitters. So therefore, it's just a technicality. One reason is a technicality, we can't say it. But more than that, the Bir Halacha points out over here. He writes over here in Diras Oshlo Yuchal. He says over here Ukayom, first line. We don't, the minhag is not to say Avinu Machmas Atirda. He gives one long answer I don't want to get into. Now he just has a very simple reason at the end. The last two lines says, Inami. If we allow people to do Havineinu now, do a tefillah katsara nowadays, lo ni pali li olam tefillah shema, people will never do a real Shmona Esrei. Minei rova tirda, because people are so bothersome, so much tirdas, they have to get to work, and they have to do this. So people are still running from place to place all the time. If we allowed people to do Avinenu, they would come to do Avinenu every tefillah. Okay, Baba Noseinu Rabim. So therefore, he says that's the reason why we don't do Avinenu at all. Okay, but once again, if one chose to, he was in a case where he actually knows what to say, and he's a shas tachak, it is a plausible solution to do if he knows what to say. Now, Moreno Rabin points out over here, and this is a more common example, someone gets to shul, and he knows he's got to leave early. Moreno Rabin actually over here, Dira Masl B'Shas, he gives us a stop. Someone needs to leave shul early, he has a doctor's appointment, he has whatever it has to be, he has to leave. His Adam Chanel has the Katsa Tfilah. So someone who is pressured, he has to shorten his tefillah, he can't stay for all of Dav. So Yitpala Balacha Shima Tzibur B'Minyan, he should Dav in his private Shmonesser, which is the most important with the Tzibur B'Minyan. V'yomer Tachlun B'yamim Shom. You have to say Tachlun, as we said before, Tachlun is connected to Shmonesser. V'achar Kach Yetzi, at that point, he is allowed to leave if he has a Shas Tachako. This does not mean that you have to get to the gym. This does not mean you have to get to, I don't know, whatever, saying you want to get the first line in breakfast. Okay, this does not mean that you can just leave down. If it's talking about a person who has a real need to leave, he can leave after that. The longer you can stay for more things, if you can stay for Kedusha, even better. Okay, if you can stay for the rest of Chazar, Shashas, and stay for Kaddish, that would be even better. However, very importantly, he says, if by him leaving, it's going to, whatever reason, it's going to be mafriya the tzibor, it's going to bother the people davening, or for a certain busy, if there's a person in the stats, the people are going to look up to this guy, and they're going to see this guy is leaving early a lot, and people are going to learn that it's not so important, they learn from his ways that chazar shas is not important, the end of davening is not important, yet probably yechidus, better for a person to daven yechidus than people to learn from this bad habit of leaving there. Once again, if it's a once in a while thing, and it's a regular guy in the shul, you're allowed to leave even after tachni says you daven because your own shmon esrei, say your tachnun, and you can leave at that point if you need to. Okay, Baruch Hashem, nowadays there's lots of minyanim and stuff like that, many more times you can figure out, go to an earlier minyan, go to a later minyan, if you have something to do, but that would be the halacha if one has to leave early. I want to skip over, see if Bez will come back to it in a second. Okay, I don't do this normally, but I just want to, because as I mentioned before, Aleph and Gimel are the two different tefillahs that we mentioned. So Aleph is this tefillah katzara. Sif Gimel. Ha'holich b'makom gedudei chayev elistim. Someone's walking a place where there are bands of wild animals or there are robbers. Then you say the nosach as they read in the Gemara before, you say tzarchi am charubim, which is a very, just basically a few couple of sentences of some type of tefillah. And this would apply that what the Rosh Yeshiva was talking about, someone's in surgery, he's got to give surgery, have surgery, he doesn't have time to go to minyan, he doesn't have time to daven, daven a shmon esrei, and by the time he's going to be done, it's an 8-hour surgery, he's going to be missing zvan tefillah. So that's an example of a case where you say tzarchi am charubim. Okay, so in this case, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevitzah also points out, people are in the army, but some base krav when they're in a war. They don't have time to have a meeting, they don't have time to daven Ol Shmoneh Esrei. But you want some tefillah to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, this would be the time, this would be the tefillah, which is very interesting. This tefillah talks about giving you parnasa. Okay, one thing that we talk about in this parnasa, we have only a few seconds to daven, Jews daven for parnasa, okay, we daven for parnasa this time. Oh, b'chola she'ini yachol ipalo, or cholo, it doesn't have the koach to daven real tefillah. So there's this nusach in the Gemara that you can do this tefillah katzar. V'nira, he says, the asher lomar tefillah zuv makom arvis. Rav Zal says you could say that mariv shachris mincha ubiyom kippurim af makom neila, even in makom neila you could say tzar cham chamerubim. Once again, avalov makom musaf, it can't take the place of musaf. Musaf is a separate thing in itself. I have a suffix. Ulai ain lomer klal b'Shabbos v'yontav. Maybe not to say that el on Shabbos v'yontav. Ubi yom kippurim. Hoel ain tefilas yom elu b'kashat tzrachim elu shevach. Since these days are only meant for shevach, it's not a bakasha of your own tzrachim. Over here, it's not the appropriate time to daven for your own needs, and therefore, perhaps, says Rav Nevitzah, you shouldn't say it at all on Shabbos v'yontav or yom kippurim. So that's lach. But over here, this tefillah is very different than the Ma'ein Shemoneh Esrei. As I said before, Ma'ein Shemoneh Esrei, you're basically davening a tefillah. You're just saying a shortened version of the tefillah. You're yotzei tefillah. You don't have to do another tefillah. Over here, it's very different. Look inside. Over here, you don't say the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, and you don't say the last three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. You only say this part of this tefillah. Over here, you can daven while you're walking. You don't have to stand while you're saying the tefillah, unlike the Ma'ein Shemoneh Esrei. Over here, you can do it while you're walking. Oh, maybe if you could stand, better to stand. Once you've done traveling, or you're out of the sakana, or you're done with whatever you're doing, and now you've gotten to a place where you can have yishuv das, you've gotten to a place that people, your house, whatever it might be, but now your mind is more settled, you're not in danger anymore. Over here, now you have to now do another Shemoneh Esrei. Why? Because the first one, this Tzorchei Am Chumrubi is not Shemoneh Esrei, you're not Yotzei Tefillah. You did some type of Tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's great. That's all you could do at that point. But if you got to the place and it's still Zman Tefillah, you'd still dive in a regular Tefillah. If you didn't go back in daven, you got to a place where you could have davened, and you didn't daven, so it's just like we learned. It's in Kuf Ches. It's like you didn't daven at all. If it was onus or shogig, then you would have davened. It's tefillas tash limit. If you knew you had to daven again, and you said, oh, the heck with it, I don't want to daven, okay, so then that would be amazing. You would not be able to make it up. And he's parallel, Simin Kuf Ches. That would be the case over here in Simin Kuf Ches. It's not a real davening. That is the two tefillahs over here. Sif Aleph is Havinenu. Sif Gimel is this tefillah Katsara. Fine. Moving on, moving back to Sif Beis now over here. Hapoalim shasim malacha itzel balabais. If you have these workers who are doing malacha by a balabais, you're working for someone else. So when you're working for someone else, we know Chazal took that very, very seriously. Just like Yaakov Avinu worked for his father-in-law, worked day and night and not cheat him. So too, you have to work for your employer. So if the only thing that he gets paid for doing the work is he gets sudas, he gets breakfast, lunch, and dinner for working. Okay, back in the day, they were so poor. If you got paid just the food for the day, that some people worked for just that. So that's all he's going to get paid for the day was his sudas. Meet Paul Shemoneh Esrei, then he should dive in a regular Shemoneh Esrei. And but he should not be the chazan. And he should not do birkas kohanim. I guess that took extra time, therefore not to do that. However, but if they're getting paid for the work, okay, they're getting a salary, then they should dive in this havinenu tefillah. They should do the Ma'ein Shemoneh Esrei, they should dive in a shortened version of Shemoneh Esrei in order to get back to work right away. There's a lot of diving, but they only can dive in the shortened Shemoneh Esrei. However, says the Mechaber over here, nowadays, that the Balbatim are not so makbar in that in every second, and therefore, Mistama Daita, the Hachi Maskir no Tami, Shibal Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore, the Das is when they hire someone, they could daven a regular Shemoneh Esrei. Obviously, nowadays, you're in the regular workforce in America or Israel, wherever you're working, you have a lunch break, you have breaks, so you're allowed to do things, and therefore, that's when you go ahead and daven during that time. You would not be allowed if you're being paid on the clock. There's no hector to go ahead and daven during that time if you're on the clock being paid by your worker, unless you get permission to do so. You have breaks in order to go ahead and do things. Whatever's makubal in the workforce, that'll be motor. Whatever's not, would not be. The Mishnah Berurah points out, in Sivkot Yud Beis, not only Shemoneh Esrei, within Kol Nusach HaTfilah Kishar Kol Adam, nowadays, it's assumed that the Baal Beis let you go and do a whole tefillah like regular people. Once again, it all depends on the minhag makom. It all depends on what type of job one has, how he's being paid, v'chulei, that he's got to get his job done, make sure that he's doing his requirements to hit the Baal Beis before taking off time that he's not allowed to take off time. Let's just do a quick introduction now to Sif Dalet, as we're talking about people who are traveling, so they're putting it over here, also din of Tfilas HaDerech. Now, Tfilas HaDerech, very interesting. Why is Tfilas HaDerech over here? I would have thought it should be at the end of Chelek Beis. End of Chelek Beis, it goes through all the different brachas that one says at different times, okay, the bracha, the ugly person, on mountains, on rivers, on all the things, all the different brachas that we perhaps say, Gomel, all the dinim are over there in the Enochelic base. Why is Tefillas HaDerech over here? So I just realized it hit me just now. Is if you look at Marina Rabbi Nevin, so you'll see exactly why that is. Look inside, and it's called Tefillas HaDerech for a reason. It's not Birkas HaDerech, it's Tefillas HaDerech. Says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sol Divur Masli Palo Tefillas HaDerech Ain a Bracha. Tefillah Zederach is not a bracha. It is a bracha. We'll say a bracha on it, but it's not considered like a bracha. She'asur l'shanos mi'abeir she'tiknu ba, ela tefillah. It's not a bracha by brachos. The way the Chazal said you have to say the bracha, you're not allowed to add anything, you're not allowed to subtract anything. Tefillah is a way of us expressing ourselves to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're allowed to add your own tefillahs in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. You're allowed to add your own bakashos. You're allowed to add your own words in Shmoneh Esrei. That's totally fine. It's even recommended. So tefillah sederach is not a bracha. Therefore, it doesn't belong in the end of Chelek Beis Mishnah Berurah. It belongs over here in the middle of Hilchos Tefillah. It's just another type of tefillah over here. And Siman Kuf Yud, we're talking about other types of ways of doing tefillahs. We just talked about Avineinu and this tefillah Kitzara. Okay? So over here is another tefillah, and that's called tefillahs haderach. So one, nafkamina is over here that you're allowed to add other things in your Shmoneh Esrei. Lachain, says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav. Mutar lahosif to tefillas haderech bakashos nosafot. You're allowed to add in other bakashos that are connected to your tefillas haderech. Kigom. And one should do this. Okay, the problem is that most people don't know what they're saying, so they don't even know where to add it. He says, Kigom, li not tell me to nadrachim. You should add in, if you're going on a long road trip, you should add in to save myself from any car accidents when driving. Okay, that you should add in into your tefillah of tefillah sederach. Mitam zeh. And therefore, according to this, very interestingly, hanoseya b'shabbos l'tzorach pikuach nefesh. If someone is traveling on Shabbos l'tzorach pikuach nefesh, says Moreh Rabbeinu, in Omer tefillah sederach, he doesn't say tefillah sederach. Why? Kein la'adam levakish al tzrachah b'shabbos. Because over here it's a bakashas of tzrachim. It's you're asking, you're requesting from a Kadosh Baruch Hu of your own personal needs. On your own personal needs, we don't ask on Shabbos. Therefore, if one is traveling on Shabbos, says Moreh Rabbeinu Nevinsal, that you would not say tefillah sederach if you are traveling on Shabbos. The second nafkmi over here, tefillah sederach is a tefillah. It is not a bracha. Okay, obviously it's a bracha. Shmoneh Esrei is also a lot of brachas. But Shmoneh Esrei is a tefillah. We don't consider it as a bracha, and therefore it belongs over here. As Rav Hashem, we'll get into all the dinim next time. Adkan for today. Everyone have a great Shabbos.